Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Final hour of the program happening right now. I am Fred Davis. That gentleman to my right is the Phenom. We'll call him Dave. We'll call him Dave for now because, well, that's what happens when he wants to win tickets. Have you tried to win any tickets yet?
I haven't gotten any of the raffles yet. I've tried, but I've been too late to the emails, so.
I got notifications when Kim texts.
Yeah, I'm sure you, she probably texts you, doesn't she?
She goes, just
hey, boo, say, go ahead and slide in there. You know you got these. What you want, two or four?
Want a parking pass?
I got you a parking pass, too, close to the stadium.
Is that how? Kim Robinson is a
Kim, if you're listening, 877-881-1053. Is that how we think Kim sounds?
This is someone who has not been watching basketball. OKC got rid of Josh Giddey because he's not good at basketball, and y'all are going to pick him up. I understand if you didn't watch the Bulls because they weren't good, but Josh Giddey was phenomenal.
That was with a very poor take, last year. That guy, yeah.
Josh Giddey was dropping triple-doubles left and right.
Well, the fact that he's still bringing up the fact that he played for Oklahoma City, like, the trade happened a year ago. but hey.
Someone said Green on the Rockets. I thought we were looking for a PG, not a six-man. Jalen Green is very much a starter.
Yeah, no. And
I'm starting to think some of our listeners are behind on their basketball takes.
Non-ball knowers.
I'll put it to you like this. NBA, you can tell the people that know the NBA versus the people that don't quickly.
Quickly.
Okay? Because the thing about the NFL, you can catch up on NFL baloney in a couple days.
Correct.
If we're being honest.
I do.
Right? Like, you can catch up on a week's worth of NFL stuff.
And there's not a game happening in between you catching up.
You've got 5 days, and let's call it what it is.
Fantasy football helps.
92% of the people that are listening to our show in some form or fashion are doing Prize Picks, Underdog, or fantasy football. Mm-hmm. All right? So you're abreast of what's going on. NBA?
You miss one month.
I have been, now I'm saying this knowing that I got every single one of my picks wrong, but that said, I was as tuned into the NBA as I've ever been this year because have talking to you and obviously having the Mavericks in town. And then when they decided to implode the franchise, it made watching basketball. And the thing of it is when we get off the air, you know, whether it's NBA TV or TNT, there's usually a game on.
Yeah.
Right? There's always a late night NBA game on. So
that's how you learn about the Andrew Nimhards and the.
Boy, you do, man. I watched a lot of just crappy NBA basketball.
I like watching role players. Role players are fun. And you got to see a bunch of it in game seven. The whole second half was role players.
No, that's all it was. That's absolutely all it was. I saw a thing today that, do you realize that the only player, I think I saw a thing that the only guy still active in 2014, from the 2014 NBA, or no. The only guy from the 2014 Knicks that's still in the NBA, Tim Hardaway Jr.
Wow. Who else was on that team that was
notable? Oh, my God. It was crazy.
Timothy Mozgov?
No, he wasn't on there. You had a coming, I think, Carmelo was on that team.
I can't even think of anybody else that was on that
team. I want to say Amon Shumpert was on that team.
Oh, Shumpert.
Amari Stoudemire was on that team. J.R. Smith was on that team. That team was wild, bro. That was a wild. Pablo Perugiani or whatever his name was.
Not Peja Stojakovic?
No, not him. French dude.
I don't know.
Or no, I'm sorry, Argentinian, because now he's an assistant coach with the Cavs, I think.
Sure.
And then he's also the Argentinian head coach.
Okay.
As well. So just like I said, I saw something today on it. So.
Why is the Western Conference Finals happening before the Eastern Conference Finals? Can you elaborate? I have no idea.
You'd have to ask the NBA scheduling committee for that, because I don't know why you would have decided, hey, let's go ahead and have game 7 on a Sunday and then turn around 2 days later and then have it start, whereas we're going to wait 3 days, because the Eastern Conference Finals have been done since what, Friday?
I mean, the Pacers have been done for a hot minute.
I mean, the Pacers have been done for a minute. I'll say this. The New York City is going to lose its collective minds if
I think just every the game Knicks they win. Win. Every mean, game that, they that, win, they're gonna burn down the city.
That city is so starved for Knicks success. 877-881-1053, and I'm gonna borrow this because I kind of got the idea from CA yesterday. What do you guys think? And I'm looking more at you on this one since you've been here longer. What do we think Dallas would look like if the Cowboys won a Super Bowl?
Similar to the Knicks. We're right? Starved. There's a lot of people that it's our year.
Because you've had championships since, right? You've had the Rangers have won. You've had the Mavericks have won. All right? Let the Stars win this year. It's going to be crunk. Mm-hmm. But there's just something hits a little bit different.
The Cowboys won just because you would not be able to walk anywhere without someone knowing. Like Stars winning, Rangers winning. Mavs to a lesser extent, they're all, I don't want to say niche, but there's so many things happening in Dallas that it would not stop the city. Like, people are still going to go celebrate. When the Rangers won, there was, I don't know how many people, a couple million, I don't know, at the parade. A lot of people. But, like,
Dallas, the Super Cowboys win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, like, businesses are going to be shut down.
Oh, I think the city would probably shut down.
The city would shut down. I know people got let out of school when the Rangers won and they had the parade.
It'd be the longest parade in sports history. You might have a parade from here to Houston and back.
Might be like, you remember the Indian family that we're talking about that had the, what, 7 month long wedding?
Yes. Yes.
Was it like the Umbanis?
It was like 6 billion or whatever. Yeah. Some stupid number that they paid for the entire thing. No, it would be an event. You would probably need a couple days for a Cowboy Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If they won.
I would concur with that. The Dallas Stars play
Wednesday because they kicked the Katy Perry concert to Thursday, if I'm not mistaken.
Stars home game one?
Yeah. No, they look, at the rate it's going now, because of the Toronto Maple Leafs getting booted out by the Florida Panthers, the Stars have home field advantage or home ice advantage throughout if they make it.
Okay.
So okay. I mean, the stars are aligning, man. I mean, I'm just telling you right now, it's just, again, it's one of them things where, and we talked about it with Gavin Spittle before the show, you've got this team, and shout out to Jim Neal, you went out and got a guy like Amiko Rantanen, who you haven't had, right?
But five in every playoff stat right now.
He's top five in every playoff stat. He's leading the NHL in points, right? Mm-hmm. He's leading the league in goals, at least postseason-wise. But when you look at what's been different about this team, say, this year versus the last three seasons, okay, is A, the depth, B, the experience, and I think to some extent the fact that by going out and getting a goal-getter, a bucket-getter, whatever you want to call him, like a Mikko Rantanen, what that does is, okay, so game 6, Winnipeg said, you know what? You want to beat us? Hey, it's not going to be Mikko Rantanen. Okay, great. That's great. Go ahead and slow him down. But the beauty of it is when you get a Miro back, all right? And by the way, it's like we talked about with Gavin. It's not like Tyler Seguin didn't look all that great this last series.
Nope.
Wyatt Johnson didn't look all that great this last series, okay?
You had Granlund step up. You
but
had
a Granlund step up. Harley stepped up, okay? You had guys step up, and that's the beauty of this Stars team is the fact that, A, they're so deep, and B, it's like, all right, pick your poison then. Okay, you want to go put extra pressure or throw more guys at Amico? Great, be our guest. And then when you don't, and then when you do play them straight up, all right, let's see what let 96 cook. And I think that's the difference with what this Stars team is. Can they finally get over the hump? And more importantly, can Pete DeBoer finally get that elusive championship trophy?
Before I transition to the Rangers, Jacob, do you have any Stars notes or thoughts you want to share before game one happens?
Not really. I'm a lot more confident in the team, I think, now that Miro Heiskanen's back. Mm-hmm. I thought the defense, not that it was bad, because I think Ottinger covered up a lot of your holes on defense, but you've kind of noticed the dip in shots on goal that Ottinger's gotten. Plus, did you guys see that save he made the other night?
Mm-hmm. You sent it to me.
Oh my God. Oh,
you mean when he dove to his right?
Yeah. And hit it with like the base of his stick.
Yeah. No, that was impressive.
Yeah. That was gross. I have a lot more faith in this team. I think anybody who says they're not the favorites to win the Stanley Cup's kind of.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Delusional?
Yeah.
Or do they think they're not the favorites just for the simple fact that because they have spit the bit in the past?
And they are and they have Connor McDavid standing in their way, but I really don't think it matters this year.
I think the issue you're running into with the Stars, and I'm just saying this as a outsider looking in, and this is just sports in general. We've seen this before. Right? Like, you've done it 3 years. You've done it 4 out of the last 6, right? So, what's the... To me, the question is, what makes this team different? And I say 2 things. The depth and Mikko Rantanen.
Yeah,
you haven't had those 2 things. You haven't had a Mikko ever in this iteration of this Dallas Stars.
Robo's been up there. Wyatt's been up there. But a guy that's been doing this for a couple of years, it's not a young guy.
Well, he's got pelts. I mean, he's got a championship.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Mikko, there's nothing that... And see, I asked this yesterday to our guy Joey Erickson from Locked On Stars, right?
You had Joey on? That's nice.
What's that?
Joey's great.
Yeah, no, Joey was fantastic. We had our boy Jake Reitman on as well. Every championship season, or especially a postseason run, has that seminal moment, right, where you look back on it and you say, okay, that's where things flipped. Game 7, third period, down 2-0, and Miko goes ham. And again, that was an entire defensive effort, right? Because you had some power play situations, too, that you had to get yourself out of. So my point in all that is that, again, having the depth and having a guy in a Miko who, kind of like Luka, hey, you need a bucket? You need somebody to get you to the rack? Boom, you've got that guy in a Miko.
Yeah, you haven't had that guy who's like, kind of throws caution in the wind and just goes and wins a game.
Just go give me a bucket, yeah, man. That's it.
469, we still need a link for fans to submit some Stars tattoo ideas. Still like the idea of the 90-star logo in front of the cup with the phrase, not just an FAD.
Look, here's the deal. Here's the deal on this. And I'm glad you brought, and shout out to that listener who brought this up. So we talked about this
yesterday. Listen up, fatties. Okay?
We're doing it. It's official, like a referee with a whistle. It's going down. Now, we haven't looped you into it yet. Do you have any tattoos?
I do not. His body's a temple.
Okay. So you're not getting any?
I don't know.
What are you, Jewish?
I haven't completely... No. I haven't...
Switch his tote?
No. I haven't completely ruled it out.
He's only trying to guess your religion 3 times on the air.
Okay. I've guessed if he's Jewish or Catholic, so we got those two out of the way.
I think if like... The only team I think I'd get a tattoo for if they won would be the Bears.
That's fair.
No Cubbies?
I didn't grow up here.
Well, the Cubs did win, and I don't know. You guys were talking about the Cowboys, how crazy their city would go.
Yeah.
I think Chicago would be a close second to that if the Bears won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, considering it would be insane. Yeah, no, it really would be. I'm with you on that. All right, so here's the deal. You don't have to get one. You can just join the party.
Okay.
All right. Wherever that party ends up at, yep. We don't know yet. So we have thrown it out. We are Fan After Dark style. We are going to get tattoos of, and you do whatever Stars logo you want. I don't care what Stars logo you get. Okay. You can get whatever you want tattooed on you. All right. I'm doing the new one, the one that's there now. I'm doing that logo. All right. So
Blake's doing a moose for Miko.
He's going to do the moose.
I like that.
All right. I'm doing the new Stars logo. All right. Because it kind of goes with the motif that I've already got on my arm.
And the
so
moose
that works.
Goes great with mine.
Exactly. Exactly. Just random stuff characters. You got on your arm, right? So, you know, boom. I got the Houston Astro logo right there. Boom. We'll put the Dallas Star logo right next to it. Bada bing, bada boom. We're
doing
good to go.
San Antonio Spurs logo next.
No, I'm done. I only do it in cities I live in. Okay. That's it. I'm done doing it.
Texans one?
Huh?
Oilers.
That's why I got an Astro logo.
Because
here's why I did it. I'm not like baseball. I was kind of a free agent at the time.
Yeah.
Okay. I was. All right. I was a free agent. Hockey. I mean, I'm a Stars fan. I've never been a hockey fan in my life. I'm a Stars fan now. All right. I am the epitome of what a bandwagon fan is.
Should we go and get that Dallas Stars win? Can we buy tickets and go to a Western Conference Finals game and just spit the bid
just
on
get
one?
A credential.
We should.
I guess that's way better than buying just a ticket. Get a credential.
Jake, right. You can sit out a game. All right. You need to go to everyone.
Yeah, no, let's get a credential. Let's get a credential at least one. At least
give me the boring one. I don't care. Game 2.
I was going to say, I don't give a damn what game it is. Yeah. I just want to go see. Let's go check the vibes. And we'll go do a man on the street. We'll do man on the street. We'll do video. We'll shoot the whole kit and caboodle. We'll do live shots inside. All right. Boom. Done. But here's the caveat. Obviously, they got to win. Okay. They got to win. So if you're a fatty Tolo, 105 through the fan tattoo studio, whatever, let us know. We'll figure it out somehow, some way. But we would love to do it and get as many Tolos, fatties, and everybody else and the way we kind of envision it is because the show's 7 to 11, Blake and I would get our tattoos during the day in the afternoon, and we would do, you know, obviously we'd have the some sort of video of it, and then we would talk to Tolos as they come in from 7 to 11 to go get tattooed.
Because
we can't do it. We can't be on the air while we're getting tattooed.
Well, there's a loud needle just right
now. It sounds cool in theory, like, oh, yeah, but no.
I get the button ready.
Well, not just that, but you're sitting there, and I mean, you want to hear, you know, for 2 hours.
We get you one of those Amazon mics that we clip onto your chain that's just kind of hanging.
Yeah, see, and it still wouldn't. It wouldn't. So that's the deal. That's the deal. So that's what we're efforting right now. But again, it's all dependent upon, got to get the Stars to win. But if the Stars do,
Let's go.
Tattoos,
Stars.
Here we go. All right, coming up next, a little top five at 10:20. You know how we do each and every show. Because our boy that texted in at the very beginning of the program, a man's going on a $36 date Wednesday night. We have offered to give him and his lady a shout out as a result of that, because those are free $99. He said he'll take us up on it. We'll see how that works. Top five cheap date spots. Top five cheap date spots / ideas coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's so funny you say that, Blake Elliott, because I literally texted that exact same thing to my cousin today. Hashtag built different. Now, granted, I got that from my son. So.
Hashtag there's a new sheriff in town.
There's a new sheriff in town. That's exactly right.
You and what army?
You and what army? That's a good one if I've ever heard one. All right, let's get down to biznast. Do we have any? I haven't even looked at the text messages.
We'll don't blink with the bit. Don't blink with the bull, pal. You'll get the horns.
Oh my goodness. You know, I keep telling myself
I eat guys like you for breakfast.
Fred, seriously, trying to justify being an Astros fan? Stop it. I mean, I'm not trying to justify being an Astros fan. I'm just telling you that I got an Astro logo tattooed on my arm. So just calling it like I see it. All right, here we go. Top five. This is courtesy of our boy that texted into the program earlier who has a date on Wednesday. Now, do we confirm this or do we just we saw somebody text in. I don't know if it was him or not, but this was a Hinge date, we think.
I don't know if we confirmed it.
I don't think we did either.
The one who said that.
I know somebody somebody texted in that it was a Hinge date. Whether it was him or not, I don't know. But we do know that he's got $36, payday's Friday, but he's meeting a single mom who's on a tight schedule, and that's why this date has to be on Wednesday.
See.
Do we have all the bases covered?
Yep.
See.
Okay. We being the goodwill ambassadors that we are here on 105 Through the Fan After Dark, we have offered to give a shout out to said guy and said gal Thursday. So just putting that back out there. Don't know if that's going to get him anywhere with her, but at least he knows he's got in his hip pocket. Hey, a couple of my homeboys on 105 Through the Fan, you want to hear a shout out? Boom, done. Can't be till Thursday, though. So let's make sure we got that right, because we're not on Wednesday night. So keep that in your back pocket.
And it guarantees another day of y'all talking. You got to wait till Thursday.
Got to wait till Thursday. I mean, hey.
Donate plasma.
And that's a bet. And that's a hell of a bet payoff.
Yeah. Fill out a job application or something.
At the very least. Mr. 27 from 817, since no Stars tattoo, would be willing to get it cut in his hair or tanned on.
I get it tanned on for sure.
Okay.
Like right on my chest.
There you go. Let's see. Okay. So again, so as far as the date idea, or as far as the Stars ideas for tattoos, it's whatever you want. Anything Stars related after they win the cup, you're more than welcome to get. So to each their own. Sound good?
Sounds good, my friend.
All right, here we go. Top five cheap date spots. I'll kick this thing off. Number five. A Rangers game when they're playing the White Sox, Rockies, or Pirates.
Great, great.
Okay. Man. I'm guessing you could probably get in for $5.
Yeah.
All right. Now, parking's going to be a little bit of a pain.
Just get a friend to drop you off. Even okay. Cheaper.
Or get a friend to drop you off. The other part, I can't imagine parking is, I mean, you can't charge the same.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Parking prices, I'd imagine, for crap games as you could for
like Houston, New
the
York,
Astros, the Dodgers, that yeah. sort of thing. Yeah, no okay. Way. So maybe you got
actually parking further is better. Cheap parking, you get a little walk. A little you walk and talk.
Took the words right out of my brain.
And then when you have a
mouth.
Nice romantic time at the game, a long walk back.
That's oh, yeah. it. That's oh, yeah. it. So
you get to see some scenery.
Well, not to mention, and you can see, you know, if she's bout it, because A, you get the nosebleed seats, you know you're moving down. Mm-hmm. First, third base line by mm-hmm. third, fourth inning. Yeah. Okay, that game's, I mean, it's sparse by the third, fourth inning.
Dude, when I was at the Rockies
especially
game
if, like,
on Wednesday.
Corbin's pitching. I mean, no disrespect to Patrick Corbin.
That's literally what happened on Wednesday. Patrick Corbin was pitching versus the Rockies. We could have sat anywhere.
Crickets.
Right behind the catcher.
Yeah, you probably could have sat in the dugout if you wanted to. So, again, there you go. Rangers game against the Rockies, Pirates, or White Sox. With say, oh, I'll tell you what, let Kamar Rocker be pitching for crying out loud. Okay. I mean, hell, they may give you a bobblehead on the way in, too. So that's my number five.
My number five is thrift store / resale shopping. So this is okay. The Play-Dohs.
So you're just confirming that you're broke at that point.
Uptown Cheapskate, Goodwill. Yeah. Seeing, you know, you can, if you go to Goodwill, y'all could be there for an hour and spend $7.
Yeah.
And you could be getting some new clothes. You get a taste of what her clothing is. She gets a taste of what stuff you like.
Yeah.
Y'all can try on stuff. Y'all can build outfits together. And you're not breaking the bank. Now, I'm not saying go to Round 2 or Second Street or Vagabond for all my thrift shop resellers. You know what those places are like. They're running you $30, $40, $50 a shirt.
Mm.
I'm not saying go there. But, you know,
you only got $36 to your name.
Now, you can go to Plato's Closet, Uptown Cheapskate, Goodwill. I think if there's any other
What
one.
If she says Buffalo she wants Exchange. A shirt for $30? What are you doing?
Baby, hopefully this is all you want for the day.
What are you doing? Are you going and buying it and rolling the dice for $6?
No, I'm not. Because she's not going to be that happy with just a shirt.
Yeah.
Say, hey, is this shirt, would you spend $30 on it?
Because here's the question. Here's the part of the date we don't know. Does she know that he only has $36?
Yeah, you're right.
I highly doubt he's let that information.
He can't let that slip, right?
He can't let that slip.
I thought the goal of this exercise was to subtract clothing. So
that's a good point. That's a good point. Good point. I had to think about that for a
this
second.
This guy's over here buying more. We're trying to take him off.
You know.
All right, your list is over. Go ahead, number five.
My number five is a drive-in movie. There's okay. there's a place up in Plano. I forget the name of it, but $10 tickets. So,
for the vehicle, or yeah. for each person?
Per person.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's $20.
So you get $20.
No food.
You got $16.
Hey,
bucks.
Bring some snacks from home, man.
Yeah, which is good. Because it's in the vehicle already.
Yeah.
So okay.
Bring a blanket, some pillows. Yeah.
Blanket for sure. Big blanket. Tinted windows.
He said a blanket.
If you don't got tinted windows, don't do this experiment.
A blanket and some pillows. Okay. Okay.
Would you agree if you don't have tinted windows to not do this experiment?
What, the drive-in theater experiment?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
You better have that $5. And don't have the 30% back seat or front seat tint.
Yeah.
You better have that 5% tint so they can't all see around. It in my window.
Or some sunshade right. or something.
You're just watching the movie theater. Yeah.
What kind of top four you got, boy, got going on in here, huh?
Hey, sir, we said the cars didn't need to be turned off.
This truck's a rockin', don't come a knocking. All right, what's your number four?
My number four, Blake came in and actually, I'm kind of on the fence on this one. Blake came in and said it, so I put it on Netflix and chill.
Okay. Okay.
For free ski.
Okay.
Well, you do got to pay for the subscription service.
You better have a friend that you can steal one from.
Yeah.
Or, you know what you might check?
Log into hers.
Look, if you bring a gal, now are you at your place or hers?
You're at your place.
If you're at your place and you need to use her Netflix login, you ain't chilling after that.
You
got to
play it stupid, you know? Log in. Mine dig is logged out. I'm going to use yours this time. We'll log right out after.
No, because then she's going to forget. No, because if roles reverse, I'm saying, well, you can't use your phone to take a picture of the QR code? Because you know how that works. Yeah, don't play me.
My camera's messed up.
Oh, so you're broke and your phone sucks.
I'll tell you what, though. If she's a single mom, she's probably got, like, the snack collection, like the pantry of a single mom.
The single mom, I mean, look, you're getting it no worse.
At least Amazon
than a
Prime.
Juice box. And at least some goldfish.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
What subscription service do you think single moms have? I'm going Prime.
Amazon, I would imagine they probably have. You know they got YouTube on. Now, whether they have YouTube TV remains to be seen.
I doubt very many single moms got YouTube TV.
But they definitely have YouTube on.
YouTube regular?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
playing the videos of that's what I'm saying. That's what you're running up against. Because here's the thing. Do we know what her situation is?
Maybe she's got $41.
Now, here's my question. If single mom is from this area and her folks are from around there, so yeah, she's probably got a family pass. You might get lucky. She may have a Peacock or a Hulu.
Yeah. Maybe Disney Plus for the kid.
Oh, that's a good Disney one right Plus, there.
Which is
that's
the Hulu bundle. One.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I
maybe even ESPN bundle.
But again, here's a $1 million question. Are you going back to her place or are you bringing her back to yours?
Whoever's got the snacks.
Well, you know she's going to have the snacks.
Is the kid asleep?
But here's the thing. That's the other issue. Does she have somebody staying at the house to watch the kids? Yeah. See? So we're just going to. And he said single mom, tight schedule. My guess is. Somebody is at the house watching the children, so you got to take her back to your place. But I don't hate that.
Did we account babysitter charges into this $36?
That's on her. That's on her. You're not paying for, no, that's not you. You're not paying for that. You're not paying for that. All right, but I like where your head's at. Number four.
Similar to what Jacob said, I said the Texas Theater. So this is an old school movie theater about 10 minutes down the road from us. Cheap tickets. You can spend, I think the tickets are $14. So you're in and out, $30, tickets done, you're watching a full movie, and you can get popcorn for like $3.
By the way, one thing we haven't included, do we know where the distance between where they live? Okay, and what's my man's tank sitting on? Okay, because it's $2.97 a gallon right now. Yep. All right? And if he drives a truck, what are we getting for $30?
I think it's a safe thing to say is a little under half a gallon, you know? If payday's coming up,
just a little under half.
Did you say half a gallon
or half a tank?
Oh, half a tank. Yeah. Wow. Half a tank.
Okay, half a gallon. We ain't getting out the parking lot if that's the case. From the 860, the real answer to this is if she cares how much money you have for the first date, then she's already not the one for you. Yes, we get it, but then what fun is that for this segment? All right, my number four, picnic.
That'll be making an appearance on my list.
Okay. Picnic, easy. All right. Let's go hit up Golden Chick, whatever, something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's do it. Let's do it plain and simple. Go out, sit on the grass, boom, talk, eat, and be done with it. And then my number three, coffee date.
Okay. Which coffee place, though? You got to pick a place. Coffee can be expensive. You do Starbucks, you're looking at maybe a $25 out the door.
No, you're not looking at no $25 out the door.
Think about
Starbucks.
I know you're going to get a black coffee, but she might get a fun one. That might
be
$8.
Let her get a fun one. Here's the thing. They're not getting more than she ain't getting more than a grande.
She wants a large, fun one.
Okay,
eight, nine
a
bucks.
Large. Where'd we find this queen?
Nice. What if she wants a biscuit? She wants one of those croissants that they sell. One of those cake balls.
She wants a biscuit and a coffee, huh?
What's wrong with a little crumpets and tea?
A biscuit and a coffee. All right. Yeah, she can get a biscuit and a coffee. I'm good with that. I mean, you know, $10, $11. I'm good. We can get out for less than 20.
Correct.
And we still got $16 to play with.
Yep.
And I still got to take her ass home. Yeah, we're good. We're good. So, yeah, give me coffee date number three.
My number three, I don't think any of you guys are going to mention it. It's a huge miss on your point. It's free. It's one of the best free dates you can do. The Dallas Art Museum.
I heard you say that earlier.
Full museum full of art that Dallas has to offer.
Wow, an art museum full of art. What a concept, huh?
Contemporary art. I think there's another museum that's free here in Dallas, yeah. Maybe on a certain day, but the Dallas Art Museum.
If is it on Wednesdays?
If you're a gentleman, and you haven't been to the art museum and taken your lady there, you're missing out.
Okay, good. And it's free.
And it's free.
What about parking?
$12.
See,
it gets you there.
That parking will get you now. Don't let it be valet.
Yeah.
Don't let it be valet. All right, you're number three.
My number three, already mentioned it. I think this is the best one, but since I already mentioned it, it's not that high. Market Street Sushi on a Wednesday.
You did mention that one, yes.
I mean, you can't go wrong. As a broke college student, lifesaver.
Okay.
Some of the best sushi I've ever had as well.
Even better.
Yeah.
Okay.
They got this hot Cheeto roll.
Mm.
It's got sushi with hot Cheeto dust on it.
Is this $5
you just walk up? Is this a restaurant?
They got a little sushi joint in there. Like you know how they like seafood, like deli, all that stuff. They got a sushi place, so they got all these pre-made rolls. You can buy a little dipping cup of spicy mayo too for like $2.
So you're in out in less than 2-3 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you don't got to wait and stuff.
Yeah, no,
it's already pre-packaged. You can just grab and go, pay for it, you're on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fire.
Your number two.
My number two can be taken multiple ways. In and out for dinner and.
This dude here, I'll tell you what.
Talk about the burger joint.
Chip off the old block over here, our guy, new guy, Jake. In and out. Because you're trying to subconsciously set the tone is what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it sends a message. Get a good hearty meal.
I just think that In and Out's so wildly
overrated.
What are
you doing if she gets animal fries? And she's eating them with no utensils. You know what those are, right, Fred?
With her hands?
Yeah.
Bro.
Is that just fries with cheese on them?
Cheese and like the spread sauce on them too. But it's not that, because
type in animal fries on your computer right
two
now.
2 minutes after you get the animal fries, the cheese is dried.
Ey.
So you're eating clumps of cheese and
awful.
Fries.
See, I just don't
type in animal fries and tell me would you go on a date with a girl if she was eating those with her hands? My number two is going to be walking the Katy Trail, which is in Dallas, which is free. Which is a great thing to do in the middle of the day. Romantic with your date. You can get some ice cream. There's different shops all throughout.
I'm down for her ordering those only if she does it with her hands behind her back.
That's wild. Put her hair in a ponytail too, or what?
Hair in a ponytail, hands behind her. Is she handcuffed? Right. And now she's having this.
No, we're
just squabble
there.
These
we're just
fries.
There. We're sitting there chilling.
What happens when she gets some in her nose and she's just looking at
that's
you?
Right. That's right. Get it,
look
girl.
Okay, babe.
The longer you sit there, the longer that cheese is going to get hard. Get it.
You want melted cheese on her nose? You freak.
I just want to see what kind of personality and sense of humor she's got.
Yeah.
I like it.
I think it would be fine.
It goes a long way. All right, my number two, gym date.
Now that's tough.
Yeah.
Are you using?
Oh, it's tough.
Are you using?
No, I'm using mine. I'm using my gym.
No, but I'm saying, which gym?
Huh?
L.A.
L.A. Yeah.
You're not going to recap?
No.
Why are you taking her to recap?
Because a guest pass is $27. I'm almost broke at that point. I got a free guest pass if I take her to L.A. Fitness. So yeah, I'm taking her to L.A.
Now does it? Never mind.
Does it what?
I'm going to say it off air.
Okay.
Say it off air.
So, yeah, I'm taking her on gym date number two. All right. Now, obviously, you know, you look, and it's touch and go.
Gym dates can be tough. Gym dates are either great and it's all is well, or it's you're doing a workout I don't want to do. Both of you aren't getting a good workout in.
It's hit or miss. It really, truly is. It is free 99, though. So, you know, look, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Let's try it out.
I like it.
And then my number one. I mean, it's already been said. Netflix and chill.
Nice.
Beautiful. Okay. I mean, beautiful. It's free. It's free 99. Yeah. You might eat. I'd imagine. All right. We can go grab a little something.
A little Sonic.
Mm-hmm. Take it back to the crib.
Taco Bell.
Kind of see where
Taco Bell's not.
I'm gonna hard pass on the taco smell. Leaving that alone. I don't want anything. Oh, I don't want any barbecue on a first date. All right. We're not doing barbecue.
What about wings?
We're not doing wings. No, dude, I got $36, man. We're not getting seafood. What kind of seafood am I getting for 30? What am I getting? Gas station sushi for $36?
Market Street, $5.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We'll go hit up Market Street. Again, I need to be in control because the only issue with taking her to Market Street is what if she wanders off and wants something else?
What if she wanders
That's what
off?
You're up against.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
like what you're up too. Against. I want this juice.
Okay?
I
need to be in control.
Eggplant. Banana. Right?
Leave her in the car. Roll the windows down.
Gets arrested on the way back.
See, or it's one of them deals where, like, as you're going through the drive-thru, don't you have somebody to call? what did you want real quick? Oh, we're already through that. I'm sorry. We already drove through. Yeah. So, yeah, Netflix and chill is my number one.
My number one, it's already been said, a picnic. Best way to get to know someone, get the food. You set the vibe. You pay for everything. She can't add anything to the list. It's already done.
That's it. Already done.
Cost control.
But make sure you find out if she's gluten-free first.
Honorable mention I did put in there, I put Waffle House.
That's a solid one. But what'd you do? Were you just hanging out at Waffle House all
the time? Nighttime vibes. You're getting a good sense of humor from her. You're eating great food for cheap.
So you picked her up and went straight to Waffle House.
Well, it coincides with my other honorable mention.
So where are we going? Waffle House, baby.
People watching.
It's 7 o'clock. They're open all night.
No. So people watching at the bar.
Okay.
Is my honorable
mention.
That's
a tough one, though.
And then you're parlaying it to Waffle House.
Ooh, you're living dangerously. Yeah. Okay, so who you not drinking it at the bar?
Maybe. And then she's driving.
Okay, so what if she
wants... you enough alcohol to not be driving?
She didn't drink. I drank. She's driving.
So you got drunk off $36 with just enough money left to still go and take it back to...
I had one drink, got drunk. And then she drove us to Waffle House.
So you got drunk off one drink.
Okay, wow. I didn't drink. We're just at the bar, people watching.
Did you pregame before you pick her up or what?
Couple buzz balls.
Did you roofie yourself? Girl, just wait.
Couple buzz balls and twisted tees. And people watching at the bar, making fun of people, whatever. And then we go to Waffle House and have some grub.
You got $18 left, girl. You better get that All-Star. No extra cheese, by the way. No extra cheese. All right, that's your number one? Number one, take us home.
I got an honorable mention, too.
Okay.
So... there's a winery in Grapevine.
Yes.
That does a $30 tasting tree. I think it's 7 glasses. So I've taken my girlfriend there. It was awesome.
This is true.
$30 for both?
Yeah. Yeah. $30 for one tree. It's like 7, I don't know, quarter filled wine glasses of different wines. Single mom, you know, loosen her up a little bit.
There you go. I mean, hey.
Probably hasn't drank in a while, but.
Take her to the
venue. Maybe she has.
Mm, yeah.
See, that's, we don't know. Again, it's so much ambiguous information. Again, all we know is single mom, tight schedule. Mm-hmm. We need more.
You're right.
We need more. What's your honorable mention?
That was my honorable mention. My number one is ice cream date, and specifically Andy's frozen custard.
Nice.
Okay. That works.
Is that a tone setter as well?
That works.
Everything's
a tone setter with Jacob.
Yeah. Jacob's just not even ice cream, just staring.
Jacob's doing the Birdman hand rubbing.
I think your ice cream's going to melt off the side. It's leaking over there.
Guess we better go back to my place.
She has to eat it out of a cone.
You might want to eat that before it drips off.
With her hands behind her back. All right, final segment of the program. Don't go
AI
anywhere.
AI Prod is coming up next.
Good stuff, as always, from the one, the only, Jacob Ray, and we will have to figure out the next time he's on. We will effort to get him a new nickname.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's just one of them things that just comes organically.
See.
Where just one day we're sitting there talking about him or talking to him, and then it just pops out of nowhere.
Popping out of nowhere is what the Fan After Dark is all about, and I appreciate you guys for sticking with us through this tumultuous schedule, being on, being off, working a Saturday, being off for 4 days, being on, short shows, 9 to midnight, 7-11. The fatties have been true and through, so we appreciate all you guys. 877-881-1053. Text in one more time to let us know how your Monday is going. You enjoyed the program. We still got one more gift for you guys. If you missed on the morning show, or if you missed on GBAC Nation, they played a hilarious clip of AI Brian brought us. Me and Fred got a preview of it listening to GBAC, and we're dying in the room while we were prepping the show. And we thought, you know, everyone's got a tough schedule. Maybe they weren't able to hear it. Well, if you didn't get a chance to hear Brian brought us AI version that Bobby Belt put together, here's your moment.
Brian brought us had the worst take when it came to talking about why maybe some Stars fans or some casual hockey fans have not jumped on the bandwagon aggressively for the Dallas Stars yet.
If I can ask you guys this question, though, hockey fan is going to do this, but is fan that's trying to be the bandwagon fan, these games are hard to find.
True TV.
No, it's hard to find if it's a, is it a TNT game? Is it a...
It's TNT or ESPN.
ESPN, I mean, but okay, what night?
Let's give more covering fire to the casual fan. I decided to ask AI Brian Broaddus yesterday. Oh. Hey, AI Brian Broaddus, do you have any more excuses for Stars fans?
You know, how do the Stars expect fans to even get to the game with how confusing cars are these days? I put it in R to go, L, N... That's a lot of letters that you expect guys and gals to learn. Are you going to learn that if you're a casual hockey fan? If you're walking around Dallas, how do you even know a game is going on at the AAC? I mean, I can't see any ice from the outside. It looks more like Petra to me. Seriously. The first time I went down there, I was like, whoa, am I in southern Jordan right now with this rock cut architecture and these water conduit systems? I'll tell you what, I think Jake Ottinger is really hurting the Stars right now with their fan base. People are going up to me and they're saying, Ryan, I love your podcast with Vach Lombardi. And then they say, you know, I went to the Stars game last night and I never saw an otter on the ice. My children were so upset. And it's like, you're not wrong about that. You're not wrong about that. Maybe we should stop with such confusing nicknames. I just think we need to be consistent here.
You're not wrong about that.
They got every one of Brian's catchphrases in that. Guys and gals.
I love that he repeated it twice. You're not wrong about that. You're not wrong about that.
He said now he doesn't know what game's going on. It's not like there's ice.
I can't see ice from the outside. What am I in southern Jordan? I don't know
how the AI did that good. To like that sounded exactly like Brian Broaddus. That was a
just searches the web, man. Just searches the web. AI Brian Broaddus, I am here for indeed all day, every day. What a show it's been. What a show it's been. Now, of course, whoever's listening to the program, we love each and every one of you. But with the Rangers, we're everywhere.
Someone texted in, I'd rather listen to you guys. Maybe y'all need a podcast that we can all subscribe to from the 945.
I mean, it's not a terrible idea. Mm-hmm. It's not a terrible idea. We've kicked it around. But in the meantime, we will, you can always find us on Saturdays. Sundays, I'm usually on with CA in the morning in some form or fashion. So now, you and I are on this Thursday.
We are.
I want to say you and I are on this Saturday well. So, you know, you guys can gear up for that. And, of course, the biggest thing that we're excited about is this tattoo thing. All right? The Fan After Dark tattoo. And, again, it doesn't matter what you want. Hell, if you want to get a Cowboys tattoo, for crying out loud. I mean, again, I know it's farceful to say that, but again, if you want to, hey, we're not going to stop you from doing it. So that's the latest and greatest what's going on with us. Thursday night, I'm sure we'll have a guest, maybe two. Who's are you producing Thursday?
Let me check.
All right, so our I almost said new guy Jake.
Almost Freudian slip.
Jacob, we'll see.
I am not.
Who is? Is it Trevor? He's going to find out. Who you guessing? Who you guessing producing this Thursday night?
I like the Trevor guess.
I'm going to say Trevor. That's my guess. Is it Trevor?
It is.
Trevor the Creator, who, after we browbeat him on Saturday, finally relented and said, yes, I will get a tattoo on Sunday. We'll see if he stays with it.
Game one, Knicks Pacers. Game one, Thunder, Timberwolves. Who you got winning? Because we'll be on the air by time both. We won't be on the air by time both of those games have concluded. Correct?
Yeah, we will. Because remember, tomorrow's game one of the Western Conference Finals. Tomorrow, game one of the Eastern Conference is Wednesday. We're not on until Thursday.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we got to make our predictions before, because we won't be back on before those games are over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I get what you're saying. Give me Minnesota. And the Knicks.
Give me the Pacers and give me the Thunder. I think the teams opposite of what I just said are going to win the series, but I think the Pacers and the Thunder win game one. Jacob?
Yeah, I'm sticking with mine.
Give me Pacers, and I'll take T-Wolves.
And then who do we have? Game one of the Stars and Oilers. You already know where I'm going. I got.
Oh, we're all going. We all going Dallas game one. We're absolutely going all Dallas game one.
And then what's the other game? Carolina versus
Florida.
Florida. Give me Carolina coming out hot. They win game one. They don't win another game in there, and then they lose four straight to the Carolina.
Well, didn't Florida come back from down 2-0 and win four straight?
I believe so.
Yeah. So give me Florida. Right.
Give me Carolina Florida. Winning game. We'll see who does the best.
Florida, JRFD, and you've got who?
I've got Carolina. I practically went opposite of you in every game except for Dallas.
Pretty much.
One of us is going to be right.
Nope, probably me. All right, we're down to the final minute of the program. Shout out, as always, to our guy Kurt Heelan. Great stuff from him, as always. And then I'll tell you what. I mean, I'll be honest with you.
People are saying they're interested in joining in on the tattoo. The Stars win the cup.
Hey, we'll have more information as this thing matriculates down to the finish line. But in the meantime, I mean, look, there's only one thing I'm excited about on Thursday. And I think we all know what that is.
Our show?
Well, that too. But I'm talking about one thing, what I'm most excited to talk about on Thursday.
What's that?
The date.
Date guy.
All right, date guy. That's
not to be confused with Date Mike.
Who's Date Mike?
The Office. Come on, Date Mike. Michael Scott.
Oh, it's been a while. All right, so Thursday will be we will get a play-by-play of what went down on our guy's $36 date, and more importantly, will we have to give a shout out for our guy? That's going to be the million-dollar question. All right? So, for the one, the only Jacob Ray, for the one, the only Blake Elliott, I'm Fred Davis. Tolos Fatties, good night. God bless.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.